Okay. Yesterday we were learning about what you're allowed to wear on Shabbos, clothing. Now, like we said, clothing that you wear to protect your majesty, dignity, or from the elements, to prevent discomfort. Like, for instance, a woman that nurses a baby is allowed to wear nursing pads, because otherwise it's uncomfortable, or things like that. Now, the third category that we said, which is sometimes you take it off, sometimes you don't take it off. So that's not always. But let's discuss first the other things. Clothing which are worn by even by a minority of people, even though the majority of people don't wear them, you're allowed to wear them on Shabbos. And the Gemara gives an example that the shepherds, many years ago, would wear sackcloths to protect them from the rain. So even though most people didn't wear sackcloths, because most people weren't shepherds, and they weren't out there whole day in the rain, but therefore halacha says that everybody's allowed to wear it, because a minority of people wear such a jacket, so then halacha could wear it. I'll give you another example. People wear their jackets over their shoulders, you know, without, especially if it's hot. Okay, so you don't stick your hands into the jacket, you wear it over your shoulder. So even though majority of people don't wear it like that, but nevertheless, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos, according to most poskim, in fact. You're allowed to wear a jacket like that on Shabbos, but you have to be careful that if it's very windy, you know, it shouldn't make sure the wind doesn't blow it off, and then you'll end up carrying the jacket. But if you wear, I'll give you another example. You're allowed to wear a talus in the street. Yeah, because a talus is worn. But you can't wear it, you know, like before davening, you put it over your shoulder and check the tzitzis. You can't wear a talus like that in the street, because nobody wears a talus. Nobody wears a talus like that. So therefore, you're allowed to wear a talus in the street, but you're not allowed to wear a talus in a way that nobody wears it like that. And therefore, that wouldn't be allowed. We'll get there in a minute.
Huh?
What?
They wear the talit under their jacket.
That's also fine. Still, you're wearing it. Okay. No, you're wearing it. One second. You're wearing it like everybody wears it, except you're just wearing it instead of over the under the jacket. But the way you're wearing the talit is the way normal people wear it.
What's the Shabbos or Erev?
No, we're talking about carrying now.
So then glove, which is normal. What's the shiloh of carrying?
So we said we learned because you might take off the glove to meet somebody in the street. You'll give him shomel. That's for Sadr Shkhanar. You'll meet somebody in the street, you'll take off the glove, give him shomel, and then you'll end up carrying it. So, I said, Al Rebbe is make off, it's very cold.
What about COVID?
Huh?
What about the beginning of COVID?
Beginning of COVID, if people wore gloves to protect themselves from the elements, it wasn't an issue. Just like you're allowed to wear masks.
Not for the elements.
It's, but for health purposes, is also the same thing. It's called the elements, basically. But you have an issue with the masks, right? That you're allowed to wear a mask because it's for protection. What's the difference if it's protection from rain, or protection from an infection, or protection from whatever? The only thing is, though, we mentioned that if you're wearing a mask on Shabbos, you have to wear it properly. You can't wear the mask like here. You know, the mask is worn over the nose and mouth. That's the way the mask is meant to be worn. So if you wear it here, that's not called wearing it on Shabbos, then you're carrying it, unless there's a native or whatever. But,
only over your mouth?
What?
Only over your mouth, not your nose.
A legal way of wearing it to protect you is with the nose and mouth.
What? So you wear it on Shabbos only over your mouth?
It's not so simple that it's allowed. It's not so simple that it's allowed.
You
could wear it, you could breathe on it, you could breathe in it if you want to. People that are very spoiled and kvetchy, that's a different story.
And if you're wearing gloves, obviously it's very cold outside, otherwise you wouldn't wear gloves. So.
Do you know that people used to wear gloves for style? Women used to wear long gloves.
Use an accessory.
But then, it's different. Okay, next. Okay, but it has to be worn the normal way. Okay, like we said, you wear a box over your head. It's not the normal way of doing it. Now, a garbage bag over the head to protect you from rain, So again, if people do that and you're not afraid of being ridiculed in the street, then you would be allowed to wear it like that. If it's something nobody does and people will make fun of you and we're afraid you'll take it off because people are making fun of you, so then it would not be allowed. You have to figure out, by the way, how to make, you can't make a hole in it, that's makor bepatish. So then it's another issue. You can't make a hole in it. Well, whatever, you have to figure out a way. If it was worn, they're done before a guy, you can do it. What?
Sometimes you have to go to mikvah and you make a towel so that you wrap it in a scarf. How does that work?
It's all tight around the neck. Or people wear a scarf around the neck.
To be, this is a towel.
No, I meant a handkerchief. A scarf is not an issue. A handkerchief around the neck, because they want to be able to carry it. It depends how they wear the towel. If they wear it, okay, there's a halacha in Shulchan. Okay, we'll start this. We'll just, what?
What was the question?
The question is, if I want to go to the mikvah and I need to carry a towel with me and I can't carry it, okay, there's no Erev, how can I wear the towel in a way that it would be good? So you basically would have to wear it as a gartel around your waist. But there is it. Now, you can wear it if you're wearing it as a scarf. You can't just wear it loosely. You have to wear it the way a scarf would be worn. Okay? So then, if you're wearing it as that, and people do wear scarves, so that wouldn't be a problem. But that's a separate issue. And some people wear it as a... It's not big enough. It might be, but... let's not get into tzitzis now. why does your blanket need tzitzis?
You're never wearing this clothing. It's not a baguette.
You don't wear it? Would you? Can you have a garment, a blanket of shatness?
No.
Why?
Because
you're wearing it.
Even a seat cushion can't be shatness.
Because that's called wearing.
Okay.
You sit on something, it's called wearing it. Anyway, but the din is, one second, the din is, you're allowed one gartel per garment. You can't wear a double garment, double gartel. Like if I have a gartel here on this, and you put another gartel around on Shabbos, you can't walk out in the street like that. You're allowed one gartel per garment. Now, the question is, so let's say I want to wear a towel around my shirt. Okay? But what happens if you have a belt? Now, the shirt is in the pants, usually, let's say yeshiva bacher, but normal people, your shirt is in the pants, and then you have a belt, and then you... Now, the shayla is, can I wear a towel as a gartel? Or, a different shayla, can I wear my gartel? I don't want to leave my gartel in shul. I want to wear my gartel home. Am I allowed to wear a gartel over the shirt? But the question is the belt already the gartel for the shirt? So it's a big discussion in halacha. It's not so simple, by the way, that you'd be allowed to. What some people would do is they might take, the best thing to do halachically is to take out the shirt from the pants, because then the belt is for the pants and the shirt doesn't have a gartel. So then you could use the gartel as the for the shirt. Or, I mean, that's what a person would have to do.
If you're wearing a tie.
If you're wearing a tie and you wear a gartel as a tie pin, so that's another hetter to do it. Even though it's not the normal way of doing it like that. But
it's
what?
20. You're not wearing a belt, but you should step in. The pants are not a belt.
The pants are not a belt.
If you're wearing a tie and your belt, how does that work?
What do you mean?
Because if I'm wearing my belt over here,
it's a different purpose.
If it's a god, are they both considered a god though?
No.
One garment for one
bag. No. A tie is not a gartel. A tie is a decorative garment. That's not called a gartel.
How about if you wear it a little
high? So then also the towel, if you're not wearing it the normal way, how's that?
Then there might be a problem if you wear the towel the not normal way.
Any way wearing it is not a normal way.
It could be an issue.
Obviously.
Anyway. Thank you.